Today, dating is feeling like a full-time job, and most of the time I'm wondering why I even bother. If you've already listened to Tuesday's episode about why dating feels so impossible right now, you already know what kind of circus we're dealing with. So today I want to talk about the kind of men we're actually meeting in this chaos.
Look who's talking.
They don't want to admit they're the clowns in the circus as well. They think they're these perfect little angelic butterflies who just slipped through the crack, who just happen to be on the dating market. Like, no, you're dog shit too. That's why you're here.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
The ones we complain to our girlfriends about and spend hours trying to figure out. The ones that I spend so much time warning women about. But in this episode, we're going to have a little fun doing it. But it will also be painfully accurate. We might even get a little petty, but only because the dating pool is giving us endless material. Might even be dealing with one of them right now. Or maybe, like me, you've met all seven of them. So no judgment here.
Right.
First up, Mr. All Talk, No Plans. This man loves the idea of dating, but he doesn't actually want to date. He likes talking about plans and doing a little flirting. He likes the little rush that he gets from sending "we should meet up sometime" texts. But ask him for an actual date and he disappears like you've asked him a hard question. He's the one that messages you at 10 o'clock at night and says, "we should hang out."
Yeah.
He's just trying to get some booty. These pen pal dudes, they've put you in the box of this worth texting when I'm bored, but she's not cute enough or good enough or young enough or whatever the reason is for me to actually take out on a real date.
We should hang out. And when you text back, "sure, when?" it's met with silence. He's typing and then he's not. Then he disappears for 2 days and comes back with a "how's your week going" text. Like, sir, how many times are we going to go around in this circle? This is the man that will literally talk to you for 3 weeks straight, and you will realize you've not seen him once. And it's because he never actually intended to. He likes the idea of you. He likes having access. He likes the validation he's getting from your attention. But he does not want to put in any effort. And the funniest part is, when you lose interest, he's genuinely confused. He will send you the message like, "I thought everything was going great," or "we were really vibing." Women always learn this type of man the same way. You wake up one day and realize he never made a single plan. Not one. Let's move on to type number two. Mr. Hot, then not. This man, I know you've met him. He starts off really strong and you're thinking, wow, someone who actually puts in some effort. He's texting every day. He's asking how your day's going. He's following up. He's making plans. He's calling you every night. He's talking like he's actually really interested. And then bam, out of nowhere, he cools off.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
If you've experienced this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The tone changes, the frequency changes, the conversations get shorter, the texts get fewer and farther in between. He stops initiating, he stops asking questions, he stops putting in effort.
How much effort did you put in? You notice that she's leaving that out? How much effort do a man gotta put in before he gets something back?
I wanna hear her answer that question.
Men don't put in all this effort for fun. We don't like dating. We don't like the texting. We don't like figuring out how to keep you entertained on the phone. We're doing this for a purpose. We're not doing it just because we enjoy it so much and your personality is just so magical.
Like, wait, what?
And the part that really messes with you, it always seems to happen when you just start to open up a little bit.
You hear that? Open up a little bit. After 8 weeks of him pursuing, texting, calling, planning dates, now she's starting to open up a little bit.
It's just something about that that rubs me the wrong way.
Right when you're thinking, okay, maybe this is really something here, and you kind of start to relax a little. Nope, he pulls back like you've asked him for a marriage proposal or something. He starts saying things like, "oh, I've just been really busy," or, "oh, I haven't been on my phone. I'm just really bad at texting." He has a lot of lame explanations, but it's really all just an exit strategy. And look, when the shift happens, we know. We feel it. Women always do. You can literally feel the energy change. This is the man that is amazing for 2 or 3 weeks and then suddenly becomes a completely different person. And then we try to become detectives figuring out what happened. But the thing is, you didn't do anything wrong.
Of course not. Of course not.
I'll never do anything wrong. That's the answer to every dating issue that they have. Well, look, whatever happened, first and foremost, we didn't do anything wrong.
All right, let's talk about type number three. Mr. All Access with No Accountability. This man wants a girlfriend, but he doesn't want to be a boyfriend. He wants your emotional access. He wants your time. He wants your support, your comfort. He wants reassurance. He wants intimacy.
Yes, duh.
He wants all the benefits. But if you ask him where this is going, he's suddenly overwhelmed. You're suddenly asking too much. Suddenly he needs space and time to think. He will literally behave like your partner. He'll call you every day. He'll want to see you. He'll expect your loyalty, but try to get an actual commitment out of him, and he starts acting like his life is in danger.
You're goddamn right.
And the worst part about this man is that he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows that he's getting way more from you than he's giving. He's fully aware that the imbalance is benefiting him.
You're a good man.
Relationships that are equally beneficial, it's not really a thing. There's always going to be one person that's given more value than the other. And Chad knows that it should be him giving less value. She'll keep stringing the guy along who's giving her all that value up front. And then the guy that she'll give all that value up front is going to string her along. That's the loop that they're stuck in.
You're right about that.
Type number four, the you're too much because I'm not enough guy. This guy kills me because he always shows up the same. Oh, he loves your confidence. He loves your independence. He loves your personality and that you have your life all together. And then all of a sudden it becomes you're too intimidating. You're intense. You're too independent. No, you're not too anything. He is just not enough.
Here we go! Here we go!
Honestly, a lot of guys just say what women want to hear in the beginning to get that woman in the mix, but you shouldn't do that, guys. Men don't give a about how strong and independent and big your personality is. They're just saying that to get some up front. But exactly, once they get around it long enough, they're not going to like it because those aren't likable female characteristics. Big personalities and I'm a big boss and this and that. No.
Whatever happens in the end, I will be a strong, powerful woman. It's your
This is the man that says he wants a strong woman until he actually meets one. A secure man isn't intimidated by a woman that has a life because he has his life together too.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
But this type of man is so insecure. He knows that he can never measure up to you. And when we look back at this man, we have to just laugh because his insecurity was showing the whole time. But unfortunately, we just didn't see it until we took a step back, which is so often the case, right? Type number five, this man is dangerous. He is the blame shifter. Not always, but so often a narcissist. If you've dated a man like this, I'm hugging you spiritually because I know how they can drain the life out of you.
AKA a man who holds me accountable and don't let me off the hook if I start crying or screaming at him. That's the guy she's talking about. Narcissists are men who don't let them avoid accountability.
This is the man who does not take responsibility for anything. Nothing is ever his fault. If he forgets plans, it's you should have reminded him. If he disappears for 2 days and you're upset, well, you're too attached. He contradicts himself, you misunderstood. He hurts your feelings, you're too sensitive. You can literally show him a conversation word for word, and he will still find a way to flip it back on you.
My nigga.